Hey, welcome. Good to see you, everybody. Good afternoon. Please take a seat. And Robert very dutifully stuck this wire down, and I've already pulled it loose. Okay, so welcome to our community meeting this afternoon. It's a bit wet out there. Who got rained on? Yay, lots of you got rained on. Oh dear, oh dear. At least it doesn't look too bad. I don't see anybody dripping and with sort of puddles under their chairs, so that's very good. Okay, so this afternoon we're going to mix it up a little bit. We are continuing the series of talks on the names of Jesus, and we're going to have Arthur coming and speak to us very soon. And here's the title of his talk is Jesus, Name Above All Names. And we're going to use that as our springboard into worship. So we're going to do things that way around. But first of all, I want to talk about names a little bit. Names. Is there anybody here who doesn't have a name? Because everybody has a name, don't they? Everybody has a name. I reckon a name is one of the first things we get given in life. That's one of the first things our parents, well, maybe we get a nappy first, and then we get a name after that. But names can be quite important. Names can have a meaning. And so does anybody here in the front couple of rows, does anybody here know what the name Jesus means? What do you think?
Nothing.
Love. Love? Not quite.
Life?
Life. It does sort of mean life, yes.
I think it means like savior.
Ah, very good. You're getting very warm. Anybody else? God saves. The name Jesus means God saves. Well done. We got there. That's very good. Okay. And we have lots of names, don't we? We have a first name, and we have a family name, and sometimes we get nicknames. So in Scotland, they insist on calling me Shuggy for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, but does anybody, any of you guys know what my surname is? What do you think?
Potter.
Potter. My surname is Potter. And where do you think that name comes from? Harry Potter. Not Harry Potter. I'm not named after Harry Potter. I mean, H. Potter, maybe. Sophie, any thoughts?
I don't know.
You don't know. It comes
from the family.
It's my family name, but it comes from a family who made pots. So in the village or in the town, before we had plastic cutlery and crockery, and you know, everything would be, we didn't have Tupperware, everything was in a pot. So you needed a potter to make lots of pots. And where's Mercy? The archaeologist will say that one of the things they love to dig up is pottery. That's usually all you find when you excavate something. Anybody else with an interesting surname? Do we know anybody with a surname that might mean something like celebration or party? Ooh. Anybody? Do you know anybody with a name like that? Because I think it's you. I think it's you, Luciana. Because the name Eid means a celebration, doesn't it? And, okay, some people have a job where they put a piece of wood on a spindle and they turn it round and round and round and round. And as they do that, they can go along it with a tool and they can make shapes like chair legs and spokes for cartwheels and things like that. Do you know what that job is called? What do you think?
Carpenter?
It's very close. Very close. It's not a carpenter. It is a woodworker, so you're on the right track. But there's some people with that name here in this room.
Carpenter?
How many carpenters are we going to have? It's a turner. It's a turner. Because you put a piece of wood turning, and you apply a tool to it, and so all the verticals in your banisters for your stairs and things like that, that's all made by a turner. At least that's what would have been. So we have names, and names are important. And so we have some names in the Bible. So who here has got a name that you can find in the Bible?
Matthew.
Luke.
And
Marcus.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, any other Bible names?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. Yes?
God.
God, that's right. That's a good Bible name, isn't it? Now, Manuel, does your name appear in the Bible? It does. Can you tell us about that?
Like when the angel came down from heaven, he told Mary to name her son Emmanuel.
That's right. That's right. Manuel comes from Emmanuel. God is with us. So, did any of you get named by an angel? No, I didn't. I didn't either. But there we go. There we go. We're still all special. We're still all very special. Because God loves us, and he calls each and every one of us by name to follow him and to be his disciple. So I'm going to say thank you very much, children, and we're going to say a little prayer for you now and let you head off for your activities this afternoon. And you can think about names and the importance of names. And guess what? We're going to stay here and we're going to carry on thinking about names and the importance of names. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for our young people. We thank you for our children and the joy that they give us. And we ask that you bless them now in their activities this afternoon. May your peace and your joy be with them. And may they learn lots of good things about you and have a good time together. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Okay, I will let you head off with your group leaders for the afternoon. Have a lovely time, and we will see you later. So apologies from me this afternoon, because you'll have noticed a distinct lack of... Oh, well, there's some visual. That's not mine. I've had a mad weekend, so I haven't prepared any slides for anything, I'm afraid. Okay. So as those guys head off, I just want to check that everyone received the email that I sent out earlier today, just to let you know that Mary Bull has passed away. So what I'd like us to do is just pause for a moment and to pray for the Bull family. So let's just pray in the spirit for them, and if anyone wants to pray out, please just go ahead. Praise to you, Lord.